much for joining me. Welcome to the 7th episode of Somewhere in Between. I'm your host, Fancy. Hopefully you know me by now. And if you don't, thank you so much for joining. I just want to start our episode like I try to start all the episodes. And let's just take a nice deep cleansing breath and inhale. Good vibes, good energy. Exhale, drama and bullshit. This episode, what you can expect is we're going to talk about Jack Herrera for the strand of the episode. I completely forgot about the news, so we're just going to skip that shit this episode. Let's just do that. And for today's topic, I'm really pleased to speak to you about intuition and trusting your intuition. So thanks again for joining me. I really appreciate your support. Please make sure that you favorite the show, share the show, follow me on Instagram, be in communication with me. I really love to hear your feedback. I really enjoy doing the show. So, you know, tell me what you love about it. Tell me what you don't like about it. It's fine. Like, if I don't want to listen to you, I won't. Isn't that beautiful? So anyway, thanks again for joining me. Let's just jump into the strand of the episode. I'm super hype about this. Okay, here we go with the strand of the episode. I decided to highlight a sativa for this episode called Jack Herrera. I am highlighting this particular episode because I got it maybe 2 weeks ago in a concentrate. So I use it as a cartridge that's attached to my pen. And it's a tricky little fellow. That's a tricky little fellow, that Jack. Because when I pulled on it the first couple of times, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, like, you know, I'm not coughing, like, I'm cool, you know, whatever, whatever. And then I was smacked. So I was like, oh, you got me, Jack Herrera. So I'm going to read to you from my handy dandy Leafly app. I swear one of these days I'm going to get sponsorship from Leafly. But my handy dandy Leafly app says that Jack Herrera is a sativa dominant cannabis that has the effects of making you feel happy, uplifted, energetic, euphoric, and focused. The lineage comes from haze in sativa and Shiva skunk in the indica. It also has a part of Northern Lights, which is another indica. I'm gonna tell you one thing, that Northern Lights, yes. Okay, so the flavors are a very earthy, piney, woodsy flavor. I definitely agree with those sentiments for the flavor. And like I said, it does pack a punch. It definitely does sneak up on you. Kind of like, I guess kind of how like a Long Island iced tea would kind of come and like sweep you off your feet after you have a bit too much, I think that I would expect. That's kind of how I would describe this. I did want to get into what is listed as the negative drawbacks. I always try to list this. Again, I don't personally experience any of these symptoms. I've yet to experience any of them. However, I do have a responsibility to list them because I'm listing the positives. I cannot tell you what you personally can expect because I am not a medical professional, but I can only tell you what I experience and give you the facts as I have them. So that's exactly what I'm doing here. So the negatives are listed as dry mouth, dry eyes, anxious, paranoid, and headaches. Again, these things have never happened to me, but, you know, I'm listing them, okay? So that is your strand for this episode, Jack Herrera, and that's all I got for you. But as far as that anyway, but what I did want to tell you is that I did a little shopping this past weekend when I was in D.C., and I tried this new strain called Star Dog. Dog spelled D-A-W-G. Yowza. I cannot wait to feature that in my next strand of the episode, so please stay tuned. I'm really looking forward to hearing what you think about not only the Jack Herrera, but also the Star Dog, if you've tried it or if you will try it. Also, Rock Creek Puff. Rock Creek Puff, if you are in the D.C. area, definitely check them out. Check them out on Instagram. They have a lot of great events, a lot of great vendors. This is where I found this particular event from. So, I mean, not event, but strand from. I'm all over the place. But anyway, Jack Herrera, I'm all into it. Sativa Dominant. And I hope you get into it too. And as always, follow me on Instagram, Summer with Fancy, and let me know what you think. Hey guys, I'm sitting here in this very, very warm car. And I'm sipping on my room temperature cucumber and lemon water. And I'm wishing that I had some ice in this room temperature water, because it was hot today, guys. Like, it was really, really hot here. I don't know the exact temperature, but I can tell you that if I had to guess, if I had to look at a thermometer to look at the temperature, it probably would say it's hot as fuck. Like, it probably would just be like, it's hot AF. So that's how hot it is. I am very pleased to speak to you about this topic of intuition, because I recently have been challenged when it comes to listening to my own intuition. And I don't want to get too caught into the weeds of this particular story of why I was inspired to talk about this today, because I want to have a different conversation about it, and that conversation is going to look more like manipulation in relationships, and I want to have my good friend Angel on when we talk about that, because she is a person that has survived lots of abuse and manipulation in one of her past relationships. And she helped me through just a little rain droplet of bullshit that I encountered this past weekend. So I don't want to bore you of the details of that, because I will bore you of those details at another time. But at this time today, here on this very warm summer evening, I want to talk about intuition and why it is so important that we listen to our intuition. So I can't tell you how many times I have been doing someone's hair and they start the story, and they started with, "Something told me to look in his phone," or "Something told me to look in her phone." And I looked in the phone and I was like, man, let me go to these text messages, or let me go to Facebook, or let me go to Instagram. Okay, so let me just say, I am not, me personally, if I feel like I need to go through your phone to look through something, then I probably don't need to be with you. I'm definitely not the kind of person to go through your phone. But I do think it's interesting that for the people that choose to do that, and again, I'm not judging anybody for what they choose to do. I'm just saying, me personally, I don't have time to be looking through any of your shit. Like, you either gonna tell me or you're not. But if I feel like I need to, then that means that my intuition is telling me something about where we are in our communication, and, you know, what you may or may not be being honest about. So just the idea that I may need to do that is enough for me. I don't actually have to look through it. So, but be that as it may, I think that it's something to note that it is an intuition that tells you. You know, when you're talking about matters of the heart, especially, honestly, any matter, but I'm going to start with matters of the heart. You can go back to the Etta James song, "Something told me it was over when I saw you and that girl talking." It's that intuition that you know, okay, I see some shit is about to unfold. A part of my situation is that my intuition has told me several times, don't reach out to this person. Don't go see this person. Just don't do it. Like, it has historically proven itself to not be fruitful. My dumb ass do it anyway. So now I'm at a point where, okay, I'm really tired of this now, and I see that I can't trust you. And for me, once the trust is gone, you can be the sexiest person in the world, but if I don't have anything to talk to you about because I can't trust you with anything, or if I don't know what to say around you because I feel like everything I say is going to be scrutinized or ridiculed, or if I know that you are a person that likes to play manipulative games with me, then I'm not going to deal with it. And for this one person that's a part of my past, I noticed that I ignore a lot of my intuitions when it came to them. So the last time that it could have happened, that I could have ignored my intuition, I decided not to. And I'm so glad that I did, because it freed me up, and it freed the time that I got to invest in myself rather than investing in that person was so valuable. I got to spend time with me. I got to, you know, do what I like to do. And really, I didn't do anything but like read, like just hang out and read. But it was just the fact that I spent that time taking care of myself rather than spending that time to do something with someone that has consistently had me second guess myself. And this person that has consistently not been truthful with me. And I want to go back to the thing about this person has had me consistently second guess myself. I want to take my own victimization out of that statement. I thought about it after I heard myself say it. So what I'll say instead of this person has made me do anything, I have made decisions to second guess myself in the interest of listening to this person. So I want to take ownership of that, because nobody can make you do anything. And I also don't believe the Progressive Love Academy, please look them up. The Progressive Love Academy has really helped me understand that For me, anything that I do, it should be something that I want to do. So if I say that, yeah, I'm going to go spend time with this person, it's not a victim involved and it's not a villain involved. It's just what happened in the situation. So I wanted to clean that up, and I wanted to take ownership of that. And, you know, at some time in the future, I would like to have a more fleshed out conversation about what I just said, because it might not make sense. It might not make sense, but I hope it does when you hear it. So, getting back on track with intuition. I have second-guessed my own intuition with this person, like, so many times, and it never works out in my favor. And I am aware of it now much more than I have been, and now that I'm aware of it, I feel the energy of change coming. And I'm going to lean into this intuition. I really am, because at this point, I feel like I would be being dishonest to myself if I ignored it again. I also have listened to my intuition when it comes to just other relationships. I'm really the person that I don't believe that I have to stay around and wait for you to show me what I'm feeling. Like, I really don't need that. I can figure that out on my own. So if I feel like I am involved with somebody that is showing me traits of jealousy, is showing me traits of, you know, passive aggressiveness, different things like that, it's within my best interest to listen to that intuition and to go on ahead and move on that, because, you know, passive aggressiveness, jealousy, possessiveness, I don't do well with those. I really, really don't. And me being able to listen to my intuition, I was able to have the insight I needed to know that it was time to end a situation versus letting it play out and letting it get real dirty, right? You know, I don't know if it's because of the solstice. I think it's because of the solstice. But I really have just been in a space of clarity and a space of clarifying and cleaning out. I have cleaned out a lot of things from my home physically, just decluttering, just letting some shit go. And I have been decluttering a lot of just different dynamics that I have been holding on to with different people. And I'm gonna say in the past month, I probably have ended about 4 different interactions that I've had, well, maybe 5. about 5 different interactions I've had with different people. Some of them were, you know, closer relationships. Some of them weren't as close. Some of them were just, you know, an easy, casual friendship, different things like that. But I have been really analyzing where I'm spending my time. And the truth is that even though I am in an open dynamic and I'm free to love whomever I want, I also am moving kind of strategically with it. And what my intuition is telling me is that if I would not be in a monogamous situation with you, I probably don't need to be in an open or polyamorous situation with you. So that means that if we're not connecting on all those levels, like, yeah, I get it, like, the whole thing about, you know, being open is that you can get different things from different people. And that's 100% the truth. But it's also the truth that I feel like a lot of times when you are in, when you are an open person, or when you are a polyamorous, a person that, you know, is involved in polyamory, I think that sometimes we talk to people because we like them and because we feel like we can handle another, to take on another relationship. And it's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? It's nothing wrong with that at all, because how else do you know, like, who you're dealing with, right? But at the same time, I think that sometimes we just tend to collect people, for lack of a better term. Like, we just tend to, yeah, like, honestly, just say, oh, yeah, yeah, they're cool. Like, they're cool. Yeah, we can spend time together because I can. You know what I mean? And that's great. But, like, do you really need to? I want, like, all of these people are amazing people. Like, I don't attract terrible people. But, you know, all of them are great people. I wish all of them the best. I hope to be cordial with all of them. But at the same time, like, for where I am right now, you really have to serve a purpose for me to be a part of, like, a part of my movement. You know what I mean? In this world that I'm building for myself. So, one of them is something that I thought I ended a while ago, and then when I was in the hospital, I told you guys a little bit about that. When I was in the hospital, I reached back out to this person, and I'm so grateful that this person reminded me who they are this weekend, because I got so much clarity out of it, and I was truly able to say, okay, like, I see it now. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to experience this anymore. I don't have to keep coming back to this. I can look back on this fondly, and I can really say, okay, like, I know I've been back and forth with this. Like, I know my friends are tired of hearing me vent about it. But at the same time, like, it's cool. Like, I get it, you know? And I'm so, oh my gosh, I'm so hyped, guys. We're going to have a conversation with my good friend Angel, because I want her to talk about, you know, some of the things that, you know, she has dealt with in a relationship similar to that. But again, in another episode. So, intuition. I hear, you know, you hear clients, or I hear my clients talk a lot about, like, they might start the story off with, girl, something told me to look in his or her phone. And when I did, I saw blah, blah, blah. It's an intuition. It's a calling that we have. The problem is that a lot of times we are so distracted with other people's opinions, other people's wants and needs, our phones, our iPads, our televisions, not to call them distractions, but even your kids, your family, your friends, even sometimes your own thoughts can really distract you from hearing your intuition and being able to hear it loud enough and with the affirmity needed to know that you can trust it. Even in different situations where recently I had a car accident and I knew that it was a bad idea to get into the car, but I still did it, and I got, you know, I ended up in the accident. So it's like, I don't know, it's really important that we listen to this and that we understand that it's a gift. A lot of people don't have it, but if you do have it, if you do have that ability to tap inside of yourself and listen to something outside of yourself, I think you definitely should. One problem that I have and I'm trying to do better with it is that a lot of times I overthink. And my goal is to be as present in the moment as possible, but a lot of times I will confuse my intuition. Like, rather than just listening to it right off, I will have just a bunch of random thoughts. Well, what if I say this and it sounds stupid? Or what if this happens and I get rejected? Or what if this happens and I don't know, the ceiling caves in? I don't know. Like, I don't know what I'm talking about right now. But, you know, like, all these random thoughts, and I'm getting lost in my thought, and I'm not listening to my intuition, because I could be talking to, like, a great person that really deserves my trust, and I can be fully open with it, but all of these thoughts of what has happened in the past or what could happen in the future are crowding me and distracting me from being able to just listen to my intuition when it tells me, open up to this person and trust them, you know? Or my intuition is telling me, it's time to walk away from this, you know what I mean? But my thoughts are saying, but what if this is great? And what if they cure cancer and I'm not there to celebrate it? Like, I don't know, all this weird shit is just like in my head, and it's stopping me. It's causing a block from me being able to truly tap into my intuition. So, you know, it's getting better, but it's definitely something that I'm still battling. My meditation helps a lot because it gives me a chance just to practice quieting my mind and listening to the signs around me. So I think that it's really important that we're able to do this, because there's no guidebook to tell you exactly what you're supposed to do, but there are signs, and just sound all hocus-pocusy, but there are, like, supernatural things that are also protecting us and guiding us, and I think that they are connected to those same intuitions. They all are working together to keep us safe and keep us protected. Do we listen to them? That's the question. That is the million-dollar question. I think that intuition is also very deeply rooted into your connection with the people that gave you your guiding information. So a lot of times, my intuition may sound a lot like my grandmother or my mother. I might actually physically hear those voices telling me what to do or what not to do. It might come in the form of, you know, feeling some anxiety, you know what I mean? Feeling like your palms are sweating, or, you know what I mean, your heart is beating faster. Those are signals that intuition is telling you different things. So keep those antennas up and make sure that you are as focused and as deeply rooted as possible so you can get those downloads, because we're missing them, guys. We're missing them because we're on Instagram. You know, like, your intuition, those senses that you have, and those abilities that you have to know how to navigate this planet, I honestly feel like they are not as strong when we're around, you know, screens, you know, like TV screens and phone screens and iPad screens and things like that. So, you know, as much as possible, I try to just turn that shit off and walk away from it. It's not an easy thing to do, but I think that it is really important that we have more of a balance, because you can easily go all day and realize, damn, I've been looking at a screen all day. I know for me it's super easy, because if I'm doing hair all day, I might not be directly looking at the screen, because I'm looking at somebody's scalp, obviously, but the television is on. And then in between that, my phone is ringing, so I'm looking at my phone, I'm returning messages, I'm answering messages, I'm you know, making appointments on my phone. After work, it's really easy to just say, okay, I'm going to chill, I'm going to watch something on TV, so we're looking at another screen. And then before you go to bed at night, you're probably scrolling on your phone, you're looking at another screen. And this phase of creativity that I'm in, a lot of my creativity is attached to my screen. So when I'm writing, I'm there on the screen. And when I'm doing this podcast, I'm here looking at a screen. So I'm trying to do my best to balance it with lots of meditation, lots of yoga, sitting outside, being with nature. I'm trying to be barefoot as much as possible this summer, because I really want to be as connected to the earth around me, because I want to get all of this information that the universe has for me, and I really want to be able to lean into my own understanding, and I want to be able to trust my own intuition as much as possible. So I know that the more that I cultivate these habits, the stronger it will be. So guys, I want to hear back from you. I want to hear about your stories of intuition. I want to hear about what is helping you along. I also want to hear suggestions on what you think I could have done for the news this week, seeing as how I completely avoided it. And I also want to tell you that I love you, and that I hope that you guys are doing well, and I hope that you are listening to your intuition and doing a better job than I have in the past. This is not an attempt to like beat up on myself or anything like that. I really just try, for this episode especially, just trying to talk out loud to remind myself of my own greatness, and hopefully it comes as some kind of support to you also. I think that we forget that in this experience of being on this earth plane and experiencing this life, that we forget that we are not here to be perfect. You know, we're here to be manifestations of the God force, you know, like we're here to experience life at its fullest. And that includes making dumb decisions and falling in love and playing a fool in it sometimes, you know what I mean? Or, you know, getting fired or getting beat up. Like, these are all parts of the soul. These are all like the parts that add up to like a life. And we all get experience from these things, even when it's not like absolutely sunny, and even when we feel like we're making dumb decisions and things like that. It's all a part of our earthly existence, because even though the situation, you know, it wasn't extremely pleasant, and you know, nobody wants to be a person that's breaking stuff off like all the time with people, but at the same time, like, I feel very rooted in the choices that I'm trying to make and the changes that I'm trying to make. So I just want to remind you that, you know, we're not here to be perfect. We're here to experience life. And sometimes that means doing dumb shit. But you know, that's what we do. So again, please follow me on Instagram, Somewhere With Fancy. Let me know what you think about this episode. Like it, love it, share it, send me feedback. I can't wait to hear from you. So I just wanted to remind you that I don't have all the answers. I'm just a girl somewhere in between.